Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to introduce our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So I've got a question for you. If I ask you, are you in good health? What does that mean to you?
Right off the bat, physical and emotional health are the first thing. Physical and mental health, rather, are the first things that come to my mind. So literal, how you're taking care of your body and your mind.
That's perfect. I mean, because good health and wellness is really multidimensional. It's your mind, body, and spirit. And fitness and nutrition and mental health and all that is all very important to be well-rounded and to be balanced, right? To get really rooted. Two very important aspects of your health and wellness is fitness and nutrition as well. And having someone in your corner makes a huge difference in how to motivate where you are, how you're doing, and getting forward. And we have a special guest on today's episode to talk about just that, fitness and nutrition. Linda Tanner is a certified personal trainer with a passion for fitness, nutrition, and how each of that supports us in living our best lives. She provides one-on-one group fitness training, nutrition coaching, and ongoing motivation and support during your fitness journey. Linda truly believes that consistency, empowerment, and results are the hallmarks of her compassionate approach to fitness training. So welcome, Linda.
Hi, Erica. Thank you very much. Excited to be here today.
I am so glad you're here. So Linda and I met a few years ago working in the healthcare insurance industry. And before we get into the specifics on fitness and nutrition, I'd love to touch on really your transition for you. You know, I find it very, very impressive that you went from a high level position in corporate America, right? I say quote unquote corporate America, to the fitness industry. And it's obviously something that you're passionate about. So I would love to know, how did that transition go and what drew you to the business of personal training?
Well, thank you for that. And that's a really good question. And it's been an exciting journey and also one filled with, you know, some challenges and a little bit of fear because it was such a huge change. But it was something I felt very strongly drawn to. And as you probably relate, Erica, working in the healthcare industry, I always felt like the work that I was doing was connected to helping people, but in a pretty indirect way, right? I had employees who were on the front line working directly with members, with individuals, but I was somewhat disconnected from that, and I missed that feeling of one-on-one interaction and feeling that I was helping someone. And then a few years ago, I had a really difficult and invasive surgery with a long, long, painful recovery. And during that time, I gained some weight and I felt extremely, you know, fatigued and sluggish, not myself. And, you know, you and Zach were talking about the connection between physical health and mental emotional health. And what I found during that time was that my sense of confidence started to suffer and I started to feel depressed and anxious. And, you know, that's when it dawned on me that there are so many people that go through months and years and decades feeling that way. And it may be due to a chronic condition that they have, an illness or an injury, or, you know, simply the result of a sedentary job, which many of us have these days, and combined with a standard American diet. So that's when I decided that I really wanted to turn my passion for fitness and nutrition into a way to help people one-on-one connect with people and to help them to feel energetic and strong, and most of all, to feel empowered when it came to their physical health.
And that's one thing I know really resonates with me, because when after I had a stroke, actually my anniversary was this past Saturday of 4 years, it was very much, I was in a very good physical condition. Like I was preparing for a half marathon. I was doing all that, but my mental, my stress levels weren't what they should be, because I was not truly focused and looking within. And so from a path of, I want to make sure that this doesn't happen to somebody else. And that's where I think it's really neat that we've kind of both gone down a similar path on, because this happened and I was feeling this way, I've learned some things and I want to share that with other people so that they aren't going through that same. And I think it's great when we can share those, you know, I say secrets, but those tips and tricks, and add to people's toolkits so that they have a empowering themselves to have a successful life, whatever that might bring them. So
right.
Knowing that fitness is important to you, you know, so why is it important, and what's in it for oneself, right? What's in it for the individual when they're looking at fitness?
Sure. You know, I grew up being very physically active from a young age. And I think I pretty quickly made the connection between making sure that I was eating enough and eating well and my performance in various sports that I participated in. But a lot of people don't have that type of an experience in their childhood. And so they may not be aware of all of the, you know, benefits of being physically fit. And, you know, there's really far too many for us to even talk about within the scope of this program. But I think the important thing for people to remember is that there are some fairly immediate benefits. People will generally see within 3 to 4 weeks of really getting into a consistent fitness routine and a good nutrition plan. And those immediate benefits are things like sleeping better, having more energy. I think a lot of people may not realize that you gain way more energy than you expend through exercise and physical training. So your energy will increase. Mood, the improvement in a person's mood through physical activity is something that's been really well documented for many, many years. That simply changing your physiological state can change your mental and emotional state. And then weight management is another fairly immediate benefit. It takes probably 3 to 4 weeks to really start to see some results. But for people who do struggle or are challenged with weight management, that's a fairly short-term benefit. The long-term benefits, they really take time and consistency, but it's never too late to start, right? These long-term benefits include the prevention or management of diseases like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. They can really help with depression and anxiety over the long term. Things like arthritis, osteoporosis, and even some cancers. So even if you have not been a lifelong fitness junkie like myself, or don't have a well-established routine, it truly is never too late to start to reap some of those short-term and long-term benefits of physical fitness. You know, I really think that point that you made about how your experience of having a stroke and then wanting to help other people to understand, in my experience, I think it really speaks to the fact that as humans, we're hardwired to want to help others, right? I think that's something that is innate in us. And so it's when you find something, whether it's in your case through a stroke or a surgery or any other type of situation, when you go through that experience and you realize that now you have some information that you can help other people, you know, it's really fulfilling. And so when people start getting physically fit, going through some kind of a nutrition plan or an exercise plan, they're setting such a fantastic example, and they're helping their family, their friends, their coworkers, simply by doing something that's really good for them.
And I think that, and I think that's what's really important for us to call out, is that the individual has to do the work, right? But coaches like us, whether it's a personal coach, a fitness coach, in a life or empowerment coach, we're there to assist you, to help you be accountable, to help you with the tools to put in your toolkit. But it's really you that is doing the work, you as the individual. And that's one thing that we're going to talk about when we come back. But what I want to let everybody know is Linda will be giving away 3 free virtual or in-studio physical training assessments for anybody who might be local in the greater Milwaukee area. One to the first 3 callers. So if you want to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, Zach will take your name, your email address, and phone number for Linda to be able to reach out to you. So again, we're giving away 3 free virtual or in-studio physical training assessments for the first 3 callers at 1-800-930-2819. So we're going to take a short break, but before we do, Linda, tell us how folks can reach you.
Well, people can find me on my website, which is tannerfit.com. They can also find me on Instagram at Linda Tanner Fit, at Tanner Fit on Facebook. And I also have an app, Tanner Fit, that people can download to their iPhone or their Android device. And with that app, they can actually find and purchase and schedule themselves into personal training appointments or fitness classes.
Great. And that's Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, Fit, F-I-T, all one word.
Yes, correct.
Awesome. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into how you can't out-exercise a poor diet. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? We're tired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So welcome back, Linda Tanner of Tanner Fit.
Thank you, Erica. So happy to be here.
Good. Now, don't forget, those who are listening live right now, be one of the first three callers at 1-800-930-2819 to win a free virtual or in-person physical training assessment. So give us a call now at 1-800-930-2819. So thanks again for joining us today, Linda. I really do appreciate it. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I know personally, I've said this myself. I mean, I literally have a bike. I call it my beer garden bike. It's my validation that when I want to go to the beer garden, when and if it finally ever opens, I have to ride my bike there in order to condone having that big stein of beer and then ride it home. So how often as a personal coach, a personal trainer, do you hear, I worked out extra hard today. I can eat whatever I want.
You know, that is something that I hear quite a bit. And, you know, on the one hand, having something as a reward or like in your situation, that's a really fantastic idea. It's a great motivator. And it's something that helps you to keep diet and exercise in balance, right? But, you know, to answer the question, if you work out a lot, can you eat whatever you want? It really depends on your goals. And so if your goal is to lose weight, then if you overeat, you may be negating the caloric deficit that helps with weight loss, right? So you might, you know, burn 200 calories riding your bike and then consume 400 calories, depending on how big that stein of beer is. You know, there is a tendency for people to overestimate the calories they're burning with exercise and underestimating the calories that they might be taking in. Then, you know, another example would be if someone is really trying to build muscle mass, like a bodybuilder, or even someone that's not a bodybuilder, but they just want to get a little bit more muscly. If you're eating a diet high in refined carbs, you know, that's going to work against you. So it definitely depends on your goals. And, you know, I really try to think more of nutrition as how we fuel the body. And working out, you know, is training the body to serve us. So while yes, you can take some liberties if you're really, really active and you're doing a lot of physical activity, you do need to exercise caution and not undo all of the good work that you've done with a poor diet or with too many cheat days.
Right. Well, and I think you raise a good point. Sometimes when you work out more, depending on what it is, you know, weights, you're training for something, you might need more fuel, right? More protein, more certain, you know, quote unquote calories to get you through because of what you're doing. And so it all depends, right? Nutrition is very important, and proper nutrition and food is what fuels you to keep you moving every day. You don't want to necessarily starve yourself because then you're lacking in nutrients and the proper vitamins that your body needs. But there's so much out there, and a lot of the information is really confusing. You know, how would someone find the best, and I caution that the word use diet, but the meal plan that works best for them, whether that's low carb or keto, or if they're vegan. I mean, I know that's something for you. And how do they, work that in and what works best for them, given their eating style, preferences, choices, that sort of thing.
Yeah, again, you know, that you're so right. There is just so much out there in social media and popular literature, magazines, the internet, and so much conflicting information. And it can be really, really confusing. So, you know, again, and it also depends on what your goals might be, right? So you want to take a look at that as well. For someone who might have uncontrolled diabetes, really speaking with a doctor or a registered dietitian is probably the best place to start. And I really believe that the best diet is the one that you can stick with consistently. So it's going to include foods that you like and enjoy, as well as foods that are healthy and that fuel you for your lifestyle. The other best diet, in addition to being able to stick with it consistently over the long term, is one that doesn't eliminate an entire macronutrient. So there's carbs, there's fats and proteins. And any diet that essentially eliminates one of those three macronutrients is not going to be sustainable over the long term. And you know, your body needs a balance of all three of those nutrients for long-term weight management and good health. And I think we all really learned this lesson back in the 90s and the early aughts with the whole low-fat craze, where people were trying to eliminate fat from their diet. And with a lot of prepared foods, we learned that they simply increased the sugar in order to replace the flavor that they lost when they took out the fat. And so, you know, how many people really put on a lot of weight, potentially may have developed diabetes and obesity because they thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were eating fat-free food that was going to make them healthier and help them to lose weight. And in the long run, eliminating a complete category of nutrients from your diet really isn't helpful, and it's not sustainable either.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where you don't get the nutrients you need, and your body needs to be able to absorb those in order to be, again, balanced. I mean, I know I love that word balanced. I mean, balance, symmetry, the name of my business, but it works in so many things. You know, it's all things in loving balance, not only your life, but everything in balance, making sure you're getting enough of those proteins and those healthy fats and your carbs and everything. I mean, I could never, if you tell me I can't have something, I swear I want it all the more. Yes. I did that when my son was allergic to peanuts and tree nuts. I can't have that in my house, but my desk drawers were stacked with it once he outgrew it, which was a miracle. But once he outgrew it, I don't have them in my desk anymore. I don't like, it's like you have that craving for it. The best thing, I know you said, you know, speak with a dietitian, a nutritionist, with regards to making sure what is right, because what might be right for me may not be right for the next person, even if we're very similar, because we're all different.
Right. So there's registered dietitians and nutritionists, and now there's also something called a certified nutrition coach, which is a certification that I'm seeking right now. And these coaches are going to be a bit more accessible to people perhaps than a registered dietitian, and have the training and the education to be able to help people sort through all of that conflicting information that's out there and to help them find something that's right for them. And I think that if people shift their thinking about like you said, a diet, you know, quote unquote diet, to more of like, how do I fuel myself? That's naturally going to help them find some better choices. And the other thing you touched on that I think is really important is knowing if you are an abstainer or a moderator. Those are two kind of basic diet styles or nutrition styles. And you may be a moderator for some things and an abstainer for others. If you are a moderator, that means you can eat things in moderation. You can take one cookie off the plate and walk away and not have any more. And people who are a moderating style will not do well with eliminating entire foods, categories, or types of treats from their diet. Other people are what we call abstainers. These are people who unfortunately do not have the take just one and walk away. Myself as an example, if I open a tin of mixed nuts, I'm not going to be able to have one handful, Erica. That's not going to happen. So for me, I need to be an abstainer when it comes to those types of things. I just try not to have them in the house. Where when it comes to sweets, I don't care for sweets as much. It's very easy for me to turn away from a plate of cookies or a donut at the office. So it's understanding your own style and then modifying your lifestyle, your nutrition plan to fit that style. Whether you need to say, there will be no cookies in my house, or if you need to say, I'm going to have a bag of cookies, and when I want one, I'm just going to have one. If you can do that, boy, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that it's true. I mean, and I'm kind of fall into both those categories. If it's a fresh baked bread, you know, you have bread at the table at a restaurant, or, you know, chips and salsa, I can't, you know, forget it. But yeah. if it's, you know, like, I'm not a big cookie person, but it depends on what it is. I can't walk away from some things, and I can from others. And I think it's knowing yourself and allowing yourself that grace on, I'm not good at X, therefore I need to try harder, or I need to maybe make sure that it's not there, like ahead of time planning, right? If you're going out to a dinner, maybe let the folks know who are with you, let's ask for the bread not to come, or, you know, some things that you can help. And that gets to that accountability standpoint. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. So get called in. If we don't have our first three callers, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. The first three callers who are listening to us live will win a virtual or in-person physical training assessment from Linda Tanner of Tanner Fit. So we're going to take a really quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to get into how do we get that fitness or physical routine in, and how that accountability is going to help us do that. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
And we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Our guest today is Linda Tanner, and we will be giving away three free virtual or in-studio physical training assessments, one to the first three callers. So remember, give us a call if you're listening to us live right now at 1-800-930-2819. Our wonderful producer, Zach, will take your name, email, address, phone number, and Linda will reach out to you so you can claim your prize. So give us a call. Again, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to be on air, you can also ask a quick question. So again, thank you so much, Linda, for being with us today, talking about the importance of fitness and nutrition. And one of the things I wanted to touch base on real quick is, you know, exercise is important, nutrition is important. And before we kind of get into why is the exercise important, which we talked about a little bit ago in some recommendations, but why a coach, right? Why a personal trainer? Why is that so important on having somebody in your corner?
Well, you know, it's you mentioned, you touched on this a little bit earlier, that what a coach can do and help you with is the tools, the accountability, and, you know, asking you some questions that are going to help you understand yourself better, right? So that you're better able to show up for yourself. But it's really hard to show up for yourself every single day. We all struggle with that in various aspects of our lives. So whether it's whether you have a life coach, a fitness coach, or a business coach, that coach is there to help to show up consistently for you and to help you with accountability and to help you with the tools and to lend motivation when you need motivation. And probably most importantly, to give you information that empowers you so that, you know, you may end up wanting to work with a fitness coach for a long time, for many years. But for a lot of people, they want to work with a coach for a certain period of time, learn what they want to learn to get on their fitness journey and get the training wheels off and then start riding along on their own. And then that coach is there in the future if you need them, if you need to touch base, get some pointers, you know, change direction in some way. But truly the coach, a fitness coach is there to empower people to take control of their own fitness journey and their roadmap to getting to better health.
And I think that's important for people to understand too, is that I have personal training and group fitness exercise certification myself, but I work with a personal trainer. Linda helps me. And it's not that it's good for somebody, because sometimes you need that extra push, or sometimes even though, yes, I know what I need to do, and I've got a whole bunch of different exercises that I could do, am I going to do them? Am I going to have somebody who's watching me, not just me, right, looking in a mirror, seeing, is somebody going to see, is your back straight? Are you, you know, curving your back? Are you getting low enough? Are they going to push you? And you hate to get that image of a personal trainer. There are all different types. So just because you used one time doesn't mean that they're all the same. They're kind of like a doctor or a you know, movie theater or whatever you want. Just because you went to one doesn't mean the next one is not going to work out for you. So we want to make sure, and I'm sorry, as you can hear, we are all working from home right now, and my dog's decided to wake up from his nap. talking about don't do personal training. That's when you make me not play with you. So you all want to make sure that we give it a shot, right? Just because you have an idea doesn't mean that you can't get benefit from a personal trainer, or it won't keep you motivated and you learn something new. I've learned several new exercises that I'm like, you want me to do what? And I'm like, holy cow. So it's important to have that person in your corner to push you and try new things and have a new approach. I love that, right? And I love that we can all work together on those things.
Yeah, and I think you make such a good point. If you've seen one personal trainer, you've seen one personal trainer. And, you know, they really, we all have different styles and our personalities that we bring to the job. You know, my overarching philosophy is that fitness and nutrition are really forms of self-love and self-care. And that defines for me my role as a coach and a trainer. So I think the thing that people should really be looking for and what they should be able to expect from a personal trainer is that they're going to get to know you as a person, your life, your job, your personality, in addition to what your goals might be. And so, you know, just as an example, you know, a soccer mom who spends 12 hours driving a minivan on the weekends and staying in hotels and buying pizza for the kids is going to have a very different set of needs and obstacles and barriers than an executive who might spend 12 hours a day in meetings, right? So it's important that a personal trainer really take the time to get to know you personally and not just your metrics, your numbers, your weight, your BMI, and, you know, where do you want to be? That's important as well, but it's your lifestyle and your personality that I think are really the most important.
Yeah. So what could somebody expect from working with a personal trainer? What are some things that they should, I don't say be aware, like be cautioned, but what are certain things that one would expect?
Well, I think that really you should expect that they are going to do a thorough physical assessment before any training takes place. So they're going to be doing some assessments to determine if you have any muscle imbalances or compensations. Are there areas of your body where you have constant tightness or soreness? Have you had injuries that might impact your ability to do certain exercises? What's your current state of cardiovascular health, your current strength and flexibility, and your nutrition status, and any other chronic conditions? They really need to understand you as an individual and the background and the context of your current state of physical health before they ever have you do any kind of a squat or a push-up or a crunch. That's a really important part of the journey of working with a personal trainer, because then it also helps you to understand, okay, so I've always really been sore. I've had difficulty doing squats. Well, that might be because I have chronic tightness in my calves from wearing high heels, or because I drive all the time. My hip flexors are super tight, so I need to really pay attention to stretching out that part of my body before I start going into any kind of glute work or squats or doing anything with my hamstrings. So that's really, I think, the number one thing that people should look for in a personal trainer is making sure that they are doing a thorough assessment of you before they start assigning you any type of workout. The second thing is developing that relationship, because as you mentioned, I've given you a couple of exercises and you've been, you know, sort of, what is this and why am I doing this? You want to make sure that you have that rapport and that communication is easy between yourself and the personal trainer. If something just doesn't feel right, somebody might be the best personal trainer in the world. But if the communication between the client and the trainer isn't easy, isn't fluid, and the client may not feel able to ask questions or may not be understanding things, it's probably not going to be as successful as a personal trainer where you really develop that rapport and can ask questions. You can then, you know, you really learn from your personal trainer, you take that information into yourself and it becomes a part of your internal toolkit from that point. So that's the other thing I would say to really look for in a trainer is just someone that you really connect with and can have that open and easy communication.
And so, and that's a good point, is don't be afraid to ask those questions, right? You know, you're the client, and as the client, don't be afraid to ask, oh, why are you having me do this? Or where is this supposed to, where am I supposed to feel this? You know, I'm feeling it more here than I am here. Am I doing it wrong? Because the personal trainer, although they're watching you, they can't feel what you feel, right? So that way they know, are you targeting or are you squeezing your glutes? Are you engaging your core? Are you, what are you doing to make sure that you're getting the most benefit out of it? So like you said, have that communication and don't be afraid to ask those questions.
Absolutely. And right now, Erica, that's more important than ever, where we're doing more personal training via Zoom. So, you know, I can see you, but only from one perspective, right? And, you know, at times I'll ask, can you turn to the side so that I can observe your back? So it's even a little bit more difficult now doing these things via Zoom or FaceTime, where you're not actually in the room with the person. So I have a male client who I'm coaching via Zoom, and, you know, I'm constantly asking him, how does that feel? How do you feel? And he kind of was laughing the other day, and he said, you know, I've never had anyone ask me how I feel so much. You ask me that like 20 times in a half hour session. And I said, I've got to know. I have to know how everything is feeling. How is your back? Is there tightness? Is there soreness? Is something pulling? And so we really now rely on that verbal communication to understand what's going on with the client as they're going through their workout.
Yeah. And I think, as you said, men and women are different, but also women at different stages of the life, right? There are special considerations for women in fitness and nutrition, just as there is in men. But can you give me some examples, for example, like women in menopause or just after childbirth, or are there special considerations, some examples of those?
Absolutely. You know, our bodies change so much depending on the stage of life that we're in. One of them is childbirth, and another really big one is menopause. And what's really exciting right now, Erica, is that, you know, in the past 40 to 50 years, women really started to participate more fully in the fitness and sports and nutrition industries. Not that they weren't before, but they went in huge numbers in the last four decades, as well as going into the fields of medicine and pharmacy and research. And so now a lot of these women are in menopause or postmenopause. And so we're seeing more focus, more research and study into how women are impacted by menopause and getting more into the nuances and the complexities of it, and especially how they impact the way that women exercise and pursue fitness. So we know that as estrogen levels drop, you know, too much high intensity training can actually be detrimental to women, right? It can lead to inflammation, joint problems, and further weight gain. And that's because of chemical and hormonal processes that are happening within the body. And this is really important for women going through menopause, because I think so often as women, if something's not working, we tend to blame ourselves. I'm not working hard enough. I need to do more. I need to exercise harder. And in the case of women in menopause, exactly the opposite might be true, right? And so it's actually really exciting right now to find out everything that we're learning about women at this stage in life, and then being able to apply that to help women to feel better and to stop blaming and shaming themselves if they feel like they're not losing the weight that they might have put on during menopause, and that they're just not feeling like themselves. They're not feeling good like they did before.
Yeah. And that's why you need to have that rapport with your personal trainer or your personal coach or anybody, so that they understand what parts of life you're in, right? Because everybody does things at a different rate. Everybody does things at a different time. So we're going to take a quick break, Linda. And when we get back, we're going to kind of wrap it up. I want to talk about something very exciting that's happening for any folks that are local Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. It's something that you'll want to hear about. And if you have not yet called in, one of the first three callers, give your name, email, and and phone number to Zach at 1-800-930-2819. We're giving away 3 virtual training sessions to the first 3 callers. Well, one session to the first 3 callers, I should say. If you have any questions or you just want to give us a shout out, again, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up our discussion on fitness and nutrition. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. And don't forget to subscribe at GetRootedRadio.com for other tips and specials. It has been my honor to have Linda Tanner, certified personal trainer with a passion for fitness and nutrition, here with me today. Linda, tell us again where folks can reach you.
People can find me on Instagram at Linda Tanner Fit. My website is tannerfit.com. I also have an app that people can download called Tanner Fit, where they can schedule classes and appointments. And they can find me on Facebook at Tanner Fit as well.
And speaking of Tanner Fit, you have a grand opening of Tanner Fit Studio. So tell us about the studio, when it will open, what type of services that you'll offer, and if you specialize in any certain population or type of training.
Well, Erica, thank you. I am so excited. You know, the studio was scheduled to open on March 30th. And so just a few days before that, the state of Wisconsin went into our safer at home order. And so I've been unable to open. But now I'm going to be opening on Tuesday, May 26th, which is the day after Memorial Day weekend. So the services that I'm going
next
to have.
Next Tuesday.
Pardon me?
Next Tuesday.
Yes.
A week from tomorrow.
It's a week from tomorrow. Finally, it's here. I can hardly contain my excitement. It's going to be a bit of a soft opening as we slowly sort of return to what we, you know, remember as being normal. But I'm going to be having personal training appointments. Of course, if people prefer to do personal training via Zoom or teleconference, if they're just more comfortable with that, of course, that's going to be accommodated, and that'll always be available now. But there in the studio, we'll have personal training appointments, small group, and by small, maximum of 8 people, more likely 4 to 6 people to maintain social distancing. So small group fitness classes. And our fitness classes are going to range from things like lower intensity interval training, bar-inspired workouts, balance and flexibility training, core stabilization training. And then eventually we're going to have things like boot camps and educational events centered on education around fitness and nutrition topics. And then we're having more of a grand opening on Thursday, June 18th.
Good. That's what I was going to ask you, is your grand opening. So that's for folks, you know, local in the Milwaukee area. Where's your studio going to be located at?
It's at 8816 West North Avenue in Wauwatosa. So if people are familiar with Ray's Wine and Spirits, that's a local landmark, very locally famous store. I'm just a block away from there.
Great. So if you are local in the Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Wauwatosa area, that's something that you definitely want to check out. Next week, a soft opening, and then middle of June, June 18th, you'll have it. So if you want to find out more about that, if you're local, you can go to Tanner Fit Studio, and you can go to the Facebook, Instagram, and your website and your app. So we'll get that information again. But again, even if you're not local, I've got lots of folks out there who are listening who aren't local. You can still reach out to Linda and get virtual training as well. That's what I've been doing for the past several months, of course, because we can't get out and about. It works really well, and it's highly motivating. So just because you're not local in this area doesn't mean that you can't take advantage of her really great enthusiasm and really putting that next foot forward. So again, Linda, tell us where they can find you again.
They can find me at Linda Tanner Fit on Instagram. Tanner Fit is my Facebook business page. TannerFit.com is my website. And the Tanner Fit app can be downloaded to their iPhone or their Android device for scheduling classes or personal fitness consultations, whether it's via Zoom or in studio.
Awesome. That is so great to hear. So why don't you recap for us the top fitness and nutrition tips that you want people to take away with us today?
I think the top tip really for both fitness and nutrition is the word consistency, right? So whatever kind of nutrition plan and fitness training program that you can and will do on a consistent basis is going to be the best for you. And, you know, so often people will try a diet, and if it doesn't work within a few weeks, they try something else, and then they're on to the next thing. And the same thing can happen with fitness routines as well, with an exercise program. You really need to be able to do something consistently, I would say for at least 3 to 4 weeks before you can expect to see results. So that would be my number one is consistency. And number two is common sense, and if things pass the sniff test, right? Claims of, you know, losing 20 pounds in a week, or eat whatever you want and lose weight as long as you take this pill, things like that that just don't really make common sense are probably too good to be true. And so, you know, really approach those claims with a good dose of skepticism. Seek out expert advice from a personal trainer or a nutrition coach to help you sort through some of those claims, and go with something that really makes sense to you and that's understandable and something that you're able to implement in your life.
Yep. Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us today. We have to wrap things up. It was my honor for you to be on the show, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to Rooted Radio. If you've missed any part of today's episode and you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take that action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge and no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. Thank you again for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.